May the, peace and grace of the Lord be with everyone. Thank the Lord for the opportunity to meet with you today. I cherish every opportunity to meet with you. Today, this year is the 70th anniversary of my serving the Lord full time. March 25th, I gave the first sermon. I spent 2 weeks to prepare for the sermon. I gave it in 10 minutes. It was very difficult. Since then, I will not take lightly when I give a sermon. And I will spend time praying and ask the Lord to give me His words.
今年还是这样,
and even today.
所以而且到了我这个年纪,
and when it's my age,
能以讲道,
that I can still give
sermon, 是神的恩典,
it's God's grace.
Yeah, 因为按照神在我身上的安排,
it's out of His purpose for me.
今天于师母在这里, 他知道, 我现在有5个专家医生看着我。
My wife is here, she knows. Now I see 5 specialists for my health.
但是感谢主,
praise the Lord.
他依然给我记忆力,
He still gives me good memory.
还有气力为他说话,
and I still have strength to speak for Him.
所以我将荣耀归给他,
give Him all the glory. Amen.
刚刚讲到我讲到不敢掉以轻心,
I just told you that I will not take lightly for every sermon.
因为讲道是生命和死亡的关系,
because this is a matter of life and service.
我在这里带着一张的相片,
I brought a picture with me.
你们坐在后边的看不清楚,
you probably cannot see it very clearly.
20多年前我在纽约培灵会,
About 20 years ago, I was leading a revival meeting.
讲完了第二天之后,
and after I gave a sermon,
第三个晚上,
about the third night,
讲完了,
after I finished,
这一位弟兄是个青年人,
that brother at that time was a young man.
他来到我的面前,
he came to me.
他说余弟兄,
says, Brother Yu,
他说我感谢主,
praise the Lord.
听你讲了头两天的道, 我心中受了感动,
I was very touched by your previous 2 messages.
我一定要听第三晚上,
so I wanted to stay for the third night.
本来今天是我打韩航回香港,
originally I planned to go back to Hong Kong
today. 那么我就打电话叫他们延迟一天,
so I delayed, postponed my flight.
今天大家知道消息, 韩航的那架飞机被苏联的空军打下来了。
And today there was a news that the airline I was going to take, a Korea airline, was shut down by the Russian.
他说了这事之后,
after he said this,
我心中战惊,
my heart trembled.
也是我讲道讲了两个晚上, 没有叫人受感动,
if the previous 2 messages did not touch his heart,
他灵里边没有科目,
and if he did not have the longing in his
那我没有好好地尽本分做神的出口,
then I did not do a good job being God's mouthpiece.
所以直到今天,
so until today,
当我接到于洪杰弟兄打电话给我的时候,
when I got a phone call from Brother Hongjie Yu,
我就是开始祷告,
and I started praying for it.
求主把话语赐下,
and asked the Lord to give me words.
那么今天我们的需要是什么?
What is our need today?
我们看这一个时代,
look at this generation.
时代的需要是什么?
And what's the need of this generation?
过去我们听见神所用的格贝里先生的讲道,
we have heard a sermon of Billy Graham.
他为主所用,
He was used by the Lord.
但是今天谁站在他的地位上?
But today, who is standing in his place?
谁接他这一棒?
Who receives the baton from him?
他的儿子是兴起了?
Yes, his son has been raised.
就我个人来说,
but just my personal opinion.
我是生长在一个抗中国当年抗战或在军阀时代的人。
I grew up during the Civil War and also the war with Japan.
经历了许多的痛苦,
went through much trial and suffering.
但是我也看见了神在国内的工作。
And I also saw God's work in China.
那个时候的工作是奋兴的工作。
At that time it was a work of revival.
当人讲道时人会痛苦流泪的悔改。
When the sermon was preached, the people will weep and repent.
记者问安卓记,他说过,他对我讲,他说当我讲完道时候,我手一护照说,悔改吧,悔改吧,人好像潮水一样流到前面来。
A preacher told me that after he was giving a gospel message, people will come over and respond to his call to repent like waves of ocean.
今天在美国需要,
Today in America, we need it.
6个礼拜以前, 美国的US News 写了有一篇的文章。
About 6 weeks ago in US News, there was an article.
那篇文章说明说今天美国已经不是基督教的国家了。
The article claims that today America is no longer a Christian nation.
基督徒不到一半。
Because Christians are less than half.
过去十几年前, 还有67%的基督徒。
More than 10 years ago, we still had about 67% of Christians.
今天到哪里去了?
Where are they today?
所以我们深深感到我们需要有人起来站起来向这个时代讲话。
So it is a heartfelt feeling that today we need someone to stand up to speak to this generation.
也是我们没有一个人。
If none of us.
但是我们人人都可以做。
But actually, maybe we do not have one person, but every one of us can do it.
你看我们的主怎么做功夫。
Look at how our Lord Jesus did it.
我们需要向大的群众讲道。
Yes, we need to speak to a great multitude.
对，我们也需要一个一个的来讲道。
We also need to preach to individuals.
今天我们要读一段圣经。
Today we will speak.
看基督对于一个人、两个人的需要。
Today we will read a passage to see how Jesus satisfied one or two individuals' needs.
请大家看路加福音第24章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 24.
24章。
Luke chapter 24.
先读13节。
Verse 13.
正当那日,门徒中有两个人往一个村子去。 这村名叫以马忤斯，离耶路撒冷约25里。他们彼此谈论所遇见的这一切事。正谈论想问的时候，耶稣亲自就近他们，和他们同行，只是他们眼睛模糊了，不认识他。耶稣对他们说：“你们走路彼此谈论是什么事呢？”他们就站住，脸上带着愁容。 二人中有一个名叫格留巴的回答说：“你在耶路撒冷做客，还不知道这几天在那里所出的事吗？”耶稣说：“什么事？”他们说：“就是拿撒勒人耶稣的事。他是个先知，在神和众面前说话行事都有大能，祭司长和我们官府竟把他接去钉了罪，钉在十字架上。” 但我们素来说盼望以色列民的就是他，不但如此，我还有这事成就，现在已经3天了。在这，我们中间有几个妇女使我们惊奇，他们清早到了坟墓那里，不见他的身体，就回来告诉我们说，看见了天使显现，说他活了，又有我们的那个人往坟墓那里去，所遇见的。 正如妇女所说的，只是没有看见。 耶稣对他们说，无知的人哪，先知所说的话你们的心信得太迟钝了，基督这样的受苦有进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？于是摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着自己的话都给他们讲解明了。好，我们就读这么多。
That was verses 13 through 27.
大家都熟悉这一段诗。
We're all very familiar with this passage.
当他们两个门徒在一起走行路谈话的时候，
When the two disciples are walking and talking together,
他们谈论谈论，
As they were talking,
得不到答案，
Without any answer,
越谈越忧愁，
And then gradually they became downcast.
换见耶稣基督来同他们同行。
And then Jesus came to walk with them.
所以我们今天的题目就选择与主同行。
So today's theme is walking with the Lord.
耶稣基督同他们在一起做什么？
What was Jesus doing with them?
他没有讲说别的事。
He did not talk about anything
就是教他们怎样读旧约。
But he taught them how to read Old Testament.
要叫他们看见他们有需要。
Because he saw that they had a need.
所以从这一段圣经我们看见与基督同行的需要是什么。
Therefore, we see the necessity of walking with the Lord here.
就是我们对耶稣基督要有更多的认识。
Because we need to know Lord Jesus even more.
怎么能得到认识？
How do we get the knowledge?
怎样的更多的认识他？
How do we get to know him more?
我们需得同他在一起。
We need to be with him.
我很喜欢一首歌。
I like a song.
这首歌在我做小孩子时候在中国大陆唱的一首歌。
I was singing when I was a little kid in China.
我只讲前两，只讲前两句而已。
All I will share.
我必须要与主同行。
The first two verses that I have to walk with the Lord.
我不敢独自行路。
I dare not to walk alone.
真的，我们跟随主这一条路上。
Yes, on this journey of following the Lord.
我们要与主一同走。
We need to walk with the Lord.
这个同行的意思是一同生活的意思。
What does it mean to walk with him? It's to live with him.
我们想到旧约。
In the Old Testament.
以诺与神同行。
Enoch walked with the Lord.
请问大家他们同行了多少年？
Do you know how many years they walked together?
同行了三百年，
300 years they walked together.
然后神就把他娶妻了。
Then the Lord took him up.
这是我常常的祷告。
And this is my prayer too.
当我与你同行的时候，
As I walk with you, Lord.
祷告的时候，
As I pray with you.
读圣经的时候，
And as I read the scripture,
讲道的时候，
As I speak.
同你一起去了。
I hope that I will go with you.
于师母常常提醒我。
And my wife often reminds me.
她说不好啊，不好。
This is not a good prayer.
你讲道是倒下去。
If you
preaching.
If you fall when you give the speech.
大家不是一起叫起来了吗？
Then everyone would scream.
但是在我的心中。
But in my heart.
这是不就是说对基督的同行是何等的渴慕。
How I long to walk with the Lord.
因为他会引导我们的道路。
Because he will guide our path.
同他走。
Walking with him.
同他走是对与基督有更多的认识。
We need to know him more.
他们读了旧约。
Yes, they read the Old Testament.
他们看见了过耶稣。
And they saw Jesus.
亲自知道他钉十字架。
And they knew about his crucifixion.
这些事对他们的生命没有关系。
But these things had nothing to do with their own life.
他们在一面谈一面忧愁。
As they were talking about it, they worried.
这是生命上没有真的认识。
Because in their inner life, they did not really know the Lord.
他们的生命上没有摸到了耶稣。
From the inner life, they did not touch Jesus.
大家读希伯来书第九章的时候。
When we read Hebrews chapter 9.
那里讲到在圣殿里边。
That chapter talks about the holy temple. There's the holy of the holies.
这个至圣所有约柜在那里。
And in the holy of the holies, there's ark.
约柜里边有一根杖。
And in the ark, there's a staff.
这一个杖是亚伦用过的杖。
And the staff was used by Aaron.
他不同在什么地方？
And what's the how is it different from other staffs?
摩西也用杖。
Yes, Moses used a staff too.
但在一个族长也会用杖的。
And even a head of the tribe will use a staff too.
但是其他人的杖都没有放在圣殿里边。
But nobody's staff was kept in the temple.
也没有放在约柜里边。
Or in the ark.
唯有这个杖发过芽，开过花。
Because that staff had budded and gave fruit, even
if the.
What does that mean?
这是代表有生有了生命。
That staff had life.
这个杖又是代表权柄。
And that staff represented authority.
抓在领袖的手中。
And then when it's.
这个杖需要有生命。
And the staff needs to have life.
我记得当我当初牧养一间教会的时候
When I was still pastoring a church,
我们要说传福音
I would say we have to spread the gospel
开一个圣乐布道会好不好
And would, let's have a music gospel meeting
好那么就开始训练了
So we start training
有一天这个司班长指挥来同我讲
One day the conductor, the head of the, cor,、the choir came to me
他说我们的司班呢样样都好。
He says our choir is good in everything.
我们的男低音是最悦。
The bass is very good.
他说我就到了UC 这个 Berkeley 的 Chora 他们的四班，请了三个唱男低音的人。
Because I recruited three from UC Berkeley Choir.
我就问他们，我问这个四班的班长说，我说他们是不是基督徒啊
？So I asked the leader, are they Christians?
他说两个是天主教徒，一个是不信的。
Two of them are Catholic and one is non-believer.
我说不可以，不可以。
No, no, that's not good.
他说为什么不可以
？Then why not?
我说一个不信主的人。
How can a non-believer?
叫来唱说来信耶稣，来信耶稣。
Come to believe in Jesus. Come and believe in Jesus.
他在那里帮助我们唱。
He's helping us sing there.
他是不是个信徒
？But is he a believer?
因为有一次我在德州 Texas 东部一个教会讲道。
And once I was preaching at a church at Texas.
他们把大学的诗班请来了。
They invited a choir from the university.
四十个人。
About 40 of them.
唱得非常的好。
They sing very, very well.
我请他们唱来信耶稣，来信耶稣。
And they were singing, come and believe in Jesus, come and believe in Jesus.
他们都唱。
They were singing.
当我问到后来在结束的时候。
At the end, I asked them.
我问到说，哎，请问你们有哪一位信耶稣的请举手。
I asked them, which of you As a Christian, please raise your hand.
几个人举手
Only a few.
其他人都不是基督徒
The rest of them were not Christians.
我说你们信要不要信耶稣举手
So I asked them, you want to believe in Jesus?
没有一个人举手
And none of them raised their hand.
然而他们说来信耶稣来信耶稣
But yeah, they were singing, come and believe in Jesus.
我从来没有试过那一次的那样的布道
I never had that kind of crusade meeting.
所以我对这个四班的班长说请他们不要来。
So I told the choir director, please do not let them come.
唱圣诗。
Because when they sing a hymn,
传福音。
Share the gospel.
是生命的关系。
It's a matter of life.
你这个杖没有发过芽。
This staff has not budded.
没有开花。
And did not blossom.
怎么能结果呢
？How can it give fruit?
不要看我们站在台子上唱几首歌。
Don't take lightly for standing up and sing some song.
那是生命的流露。
It's an expression of inner life.
也不是声音好听。
It doesn't matter if you have beautiful singing voice.
声音好听是好的。
Yes, it's good to have a good singing voice.
所以那一次的布道会，我们没有男低音。
So that gospel meeting, we did not have any.
有没有人信主
？Did anyone believe?
等护照时候有人信主。
When there was the altar call, yes, people did come forward.
目的达到了。
Yes, we achieved our purpose.
生命能吸引生命。
Because life can attract life.
有生命才得着生命。
Only life can gain life.
与主同行。
We walk with the Lord.
那是生命上的关系。
It's a matter of a relationship of life.
他们在 一面走的时候
as they were walking,
基督就同他们谈话
and Jesus was talking to them.
谈第二点
and so that's the second thing.
他们谈什么
What did they talk about?
这是对于我们生活里边一个非常重要的关键
So this is very important to our daily life.
他们谈什么
What did they talk about?
耶稣基督就同他们谈旧约
Jesus was talking to them about the Old Testament.
就把从摩西众先知所说的话都应验在耶稣的身上。
Starting from Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them all these things were concerning Jesus Christ and being fulfilled.
你就看见耶稣怎么读圣经。
So you see how Jesus reads the scripture.
我请问，当一个人信主之后
，Let me ask you when.A person becomes a Christian.
你怎么样带领他
How do you lead him?
你一定说、哎、叫他祷告、
You probably say, okay, we will teach、
啊、
him to pray.
那么还下一步呢
And then what's next?
叫他读圣经
And teach him to read the Bible.
你就告诉你自己回去读吧
Then you will say, okay, now you go home and read the Bible.
因为他不知道圣经的在哪里
But he doesn't know how.
你说约翰福音他也不知道在哪里
And then you say, start with Gospel John. He doesn't even know where it is.
你要陪他读。
You have to read with him.
这个叫做灵修读经法。
And this is called a devotional scripture reading.
所以带领一个人信主之后
So after you lead a person to Christ,
造就的是
then you need to edify him.
是我们的责任。
And that is our responsibility.
我们的传道人是有责任。
Yes, pastors do have responsibility.
但他一个人怎么都顾得这么多
But how can he, just one person taking care of so many?
当着耶稣基督复活之后
After the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
他有千千万万的人要去等他们去接近
He had thousands of people to approach.
但是他是选这两个
But he picked two.
因为他们有需要
Because they have need.
因为他们不认识
Because they did not know.
他们虽然做了门徒
Yes, they were disciples.
根据在马太福音第十六章
In Matthew chapter 16
当耶稣基督在该撒利亚腓立比的境内
When Jesus Christ was in Caesarea Philippi
问他们说 我是谁
And Jesus asked his disciples Who do you think I am?
他们就会说你是基督是永生神的儿子
And then they say You are Christ the son of the living God
啊，耶稣基督就转过话头来对他们讲
And then Jesus turned around and
我必须到耶路撒冷去
I have to go to Jerusalem
受大祭司法利赛人或文士的迫害
And be persecuted by the high priests, scribes, and Pharisees.
并要被杀害
And I will be killed.
他们听见这话
When they heard this.
因为根据约翰福音第十四章那里说
According to John chapter 14, the scripture
门徒知道耶稣基督要离开他们
That disciples knew that Jesus was leaving them.
就对他们说什么
So what did he say?
你们心里不要忧愁
Said, do not worry.
你们信神也当信我
Do not let your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, you should also believe in me.
在父的家住家里有许多的住处
There are many places in my father's house.
我去原是为你们预备地方去的
I'm going there to prepare a place for you.
越是预备好了
When it's ready,
必再来迎接你们
I will come back and take you.
他们听过这话
They've heard this.
那我们看见在他们听到耶稣基督被钉十字架了
But then after they heard of Jesus being crucified
在他们心里边生命上没有发生作用
And their life did not have a good reaction
耶稣从死里复活应该叫人快乐嘛
After resurrection of Jesus they should rejoice
他们听了之后反倒忧愁
But yet they were troubled
可见他们生命迟钝了
Because their life was kind of low.
他们的眼睛看不清楚了。
Their eyes could not see clearly.
他们缺少属灵的看见。
They lack spiritual insight.
他们有听见了。
Yes, they have heard.
但是认不出是耶稣出来。
But they cannot recognize Jesus.
那这是我们需要要认识的。
And this is something we need to know.
我们需要一位主同我们同行。
We need the Lord to walk with us.
关心一个人，两个人。
And then concerning one or two individuals.
刚刚我听到弟兄们、姊妹们报告，你们有传福音的聚会。
Just now I heard the announcement. You will have gospel meetings.
我为你们快乐高兴。
And I'm very happy for you.
弟兄姊妹们要去参加。
Brothers and sisters, go and participate.
要把人带来。
And bring people.
但是也要注意，信了之后有人要去看顾他们。
And also pay attention that after they become Christians, you still have to care for them.
耶稣是大牧人。
Yes, Jesus is the great shepherd.
我们是小牧人。
And we're the little shepherds.
然后我们去关心基督的羊。
And then we have to tend.To take care of the sheep of the Lord.
这是每一个人的责任。
And that is everyone's responsibility. 所以
耶稣基督不但是关心群众。
The Lord Jesus not only care about the flock,
他也要关心一个人。
He also care about the individual.
关心两个人。
Or the two.
教他们怎么读旧约。
And he taught them how to read the Old Testament.
耶稣基督读旧约的方法。
The way the Lord read the Old Testament.
看见基督。
Is to see Christ.
我们称之这个基督经法叫做灵修读经法。
We call this kind of a reading method, devotional method.
那么在这个方法里边
，and then in this scripture reading method,
有三件事。
Three things we have.
当我们每一封开始读经的时候
，whenever we read the scripture,
我们先读字面的意思。
Let's read and get the literal meaning out of the context.
我们
and then second.
字行之间的意思。
And we have to get the meaning between the lines.
第三
，third，
就是这一段圣经对我讲什么。
Let's see what does this passage speak to me.
所以耶稣基督读圣经的方法。
So when Jesus read the scripture,
他从摩西众先知
，starting from Moses through the prophets,
他看见了自己。
He saw himself.
当我们读主的话语的时候
，So when we read God's word,
我们有没有看见基督的形象
？Do we see the image of Christ?
每一章都有他的形象存在着。
There's his image in every single chapter.
要看我们属灵的眼睛。
That may the Lord open our spiritual
eyes. 也要我们看见在生命里边有没有摸着。
So also in our inner life, have we touched him?
与主同行。
Walk with the Lord.
就是让我们看见主所看见的。
It's to see what the Lord sees.
不但是如此。
Not only so.
当他们在一起的时候。
When they were together.
谈论。
They were talking.
后来他们认出耶稣出来了。
Afterwards, they recognized Jesus.
那么他们就回到了耶路撒冷。
And then they went back to Jerusalem.
就是来到我们第三点与主同行的果效。
Now we are at the third thing, the effects of walking with the
Lord. 他们回到耶路撒冷说什么
？After they reached Jerusalem, what did they say?
我们说跟随的耶稣基督他死了，现在又复活了。
Because the Lord Jesus that we follow has died and now has resurrected.
他是一位复活的主。
He is a living God.
当他们讲这话的时候
，When they spoke this,
他们做了一个见证。
They gave a testimony.
当他同我们讲话的时候
，He says when he was talking to us.
耶稣基督同他们同行的时候
，When Jesus was walking with them.
我们心里岂不火热吗
？Weren't our hearts burning?
他们又火在里边烧着。
Because there's a fire burning within them.
原来没有这把火。
Before there was no such fire.
没有这个火叫他们忧忧愁愁。
Without the fire, they were troubled and worried.
有了这一把火之后
，With this fire kindled,
他们可以从以马忤斯再跑回到耶路撒冷。
They were able to go back to Jerusalem from Emmaus.
从耶路撒冷下到以马忤斯容易啊。
It was easier for them to walk downhills from Jerusalem to Emmaus.
是25华里。
It was about 7 miles.
差不多7英里到8英里。
The distance is about 7 miles.
他们跑回去啊。
But then they ran back to Jerusalem uphills. It was not that easy.
我不知道是不是他们是跑马拉松的人。
I don't know if they were marathon runners.
为什么缘故
？But why?
他们心里火热了。
Because there's a fire burning within them.
他们为主了。
Because they were for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们现在缺不少这一把的火。
Now today we lack this fire.
这个火是什么？
What was this fire?
火就是圣灵来充满的目的。
And that's the filling of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵充满一共有五个功效。
There are five functions, purposes of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
当五旬节的时候
，First at the Pentecost.
这一班的门徒们，他们得到圣灵的充满。
The disciples were being filled with the Holy Spirit.
有了充满之后
，After being filled with the Holy Spirit,
他们有了火热。
They had fire.
原来是偷偷摸摸地躲在那里。
Before they were hiding in secret.
现在灵是圣灵来了。
Now the Holy Spirit came.
叫他们里边有能力。
That they were empowered from within.
用现代的术语来说
in modern day terms,
本来门徒们有忧郁症
before they had a depression,
他们有惧怕症
and then they have fear,
他们怕
they have fear,
见人不敢讲话
and they are not to speak,
偷偷躲躲的
and they were hiding in secret.
现在圣灵充满他们。
Now the Holy Spirit filled them.
你读第十一第使徒行传第二章。
You read Acts chapter 2.
那里说十一个门徒都站起来高声说。
The scripture says all 11 stood up and proclaimed in loud voice.
耶路撒冷的居民呐、啊。
The people in Jerusalem.
你们要是听。
You ought to listen.
然后十一个人在那里讲话。
And then all 11 of them spoke at the same time.
不是一个一个的讲。
They did not speak one by one.
按照原文的意思，他们都是讲十一个人讲一样的话。
But the original text says all 11 of them spoke the same word.
这很奇妙。
Isn't it marvelous?
正如我们在上边领诗的人。
Just as when we are leading songs.
四个人五个人唱一样的话。
All four of them sing the same song.
现在他们被圣灵充满。
Now they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们十一个人都站起来高声说。
All 11 of them stood up and say.
说什么？
What did they say?
他说约珥书上怎么说？
That's what the book of Joel says.
智慧书里边怎么说？
How the book of wisdom
says. 大卫怎么说？
How did David say?
他们得到什么？所以第二点，一个人被圣灵充满。是充满主的话。
So after they were being filled with the Holy Spirit, they were being filled with the Word.
约翰福音第十四章第六节。
According to John chapter 14 verse 26.
耶稣对门徒说：“你们不要忧愁。”
The Lord said to his.
我要打发保惠师来。
Please do not be troubled.
他要将我所教训的那话都记起来。
I'm going to send you the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, and He will remind you what I say to you.
我们的记忆力都会减退的。
Yes, our memory may
fade. 我要特别感谢主。
But I especially thank the Lord.
今天到我快90岁的人。
I'm almost 90 years old.
我还能记得圣经节。
Still can remember the passages.
是神的恩典。
It's God's grace.
我将荣耀归给他。
I give Him all the glory.
但是其中有一个秘诀。
But there's a secret.
我们中国是温故而知新。
We Chinese says, when you review, you actually learn new things.
你越讲越多。
The more you speak, the
常常
的讲。The more you speak,
你就常常的记得。
And then you remember.
那圣灵来。
When the Holy Spirit comes,
要我们想起耶稣所讲的话。
He will remind us the words that Jesus spoke.
所以无怪乎圣经说，教会是建在使徒或先知的身上。
So in the epistles, Paul says that the church is built on the foundations of apostles, and prophets.
是他们的话语。
Yes, it's their words.
他们的话语从哪里来的
？Where did they come?
从耶稣那里来的
？From Jesus.
他们会忘掉的。
Yes, they may forget the word.
按照心理学来讲
，according to psychology,
一个人的记忆力最高峰
，the peak of a person's memory.
你们想大概是多大的年纪
？Do you know what's the age?
绝对不是89岁就是。
I'm sure it's not 89 years old.
是多少岁的人
？So can you guess the age?
啊，是33岁到34岁。
It's around 33 to 34 years old.
那我们中间有多少人已经过了35岁的，请举手。
Please raise your hand if you're over
35 years old. 好，谢谢。你说糟糕糟糕，我没有记忆了。
Our memory is diminishing.
我说你不要灰心。
Do not be discouraged.
你有办法。
There's a way.
你常常把神的话讲来讲去。
Just keep speaking God's word.
要你口中有他的恩言。
That your mouth be filled with His gracious words.
你也常常去默想。
And then meditate on them.
我们中国人说熟能生巧。
And then we Chinese says, as you practice more, you become more skillful.
因为根据约翰福音第六章63节。
According to John chapter 6 verse
63. 那就说，我的话就是灵，就是生命。
It says, my words are life and the spirit.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
我们今天需要有主的话语。
Today we need God's words.
我当初在国内读神学的时候。
When I was at a seminary in China.
日本的飞机炸，把这个教会的这个都烧掉了。
And then Japan dropped the bomb and then burned our school building.
有一点参考书都烧掉了。
And it burned up all the reference books.
我到了剑道神学院去读书。
When I went to the seminary to study.
Yeah. 那么他们的书也没有了。
They did not have many books.
也被烧掉了。
They were all burned.
那我们读什么呢
？So what did we study?
我们读神学只有一本书。
We only had one book to study.
课本是圣经。
So our textbook is the Bible.
参考书也是圣经。
And our reference book was also the Bible.
旁边读的书都是圣经。
All the side readings are the Bible.
那么考试考什么呢
？What?
有一个先生出了一个题目。
One professor gave a test.
路加福音一章到第八章，每一章有多少节
？So there was one question in the exam that says, Luke chapter 1-8. How many verses in each chapter?
结果每一个人都得一百分。
And everyone got 100%.
因为我们早从比我们先一班的同学找到了这个秘诀。
Because we learned the secret from our the older students.
因为这个先生会每一年都考这个题目的。
Because this professor gave this test every single year.
那么我们就要背圣经。
And then we also need to memorize
the Bible. 要把圣经读马太福音第一章到二十八章，每一章讲什么要知道的。
And we have to know what each chapter in the book of Matthew talk about. We have to memorize.I thank the Lord.
这样打好了我的根基。
So I laid a good foundation for me.
我们的环境叫我们多读主的话语。
Our circumstances force us to study God's words more.
他的话语有能力。
His words have power.
凡出于他的话，没有一句不带能力的。
All of his words have power.
今天我愿意情愿讲主的话。
Today, I'd rather share with you God's words.
因为把神的话借着祷告消化。
And then after through prayer that we digest God's words.
圣灵充满是叫我们充满他的话。
And when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we're filled with His words.
大家记得马太福音第二十八章第十九二十节。
Remember Matthew chapter 28 verse 19.
那里讲到大使命。
Says the it tells us the Great Commission.
耶稣说。所以你们要去
says, go,
使万民做我的门徒
and make all nations my disciples,
奉父子圣灵的名接他们施洗
baptize them in the name of the Holy Father
请大家注意下边的句话
and then please pay attention what he says
凡我所吩咐你们的
and whatever I commanded you
都教训他们遵守
teach them to obey
那你忘掉怎么办呢
What if you forget?
所以人需要圣灵充满。
Therefore, we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
叫我们想起他的话来。
So that we will be reminded of His word.
那圣灵充满来，这充满什么
？So what does the Lord do when we are filled with the Holy Spirit?
借着祷告。
And then through prayer.
借着信心。
Through faith.
能把耶稣的话藏在心中。
We can keep the words of Jesus in our heart.
甚至于心破碎。
To a point that our hearts are broken.
我一定要把主的话栽种在我心中。
And I still will plant God's words in my heart.
圣灵充满第四个。
The fourth thing about
the Holy Spirit. 圣灵来
了，
要给我们有恩赐。
When the Holy Spirit comes, He will give us gifts.
恩赐是什么呢
？What's a spiritual gift?
是建立教会。
It's for building up the church.
刚刚我讲，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教导他们遵守。
The Lord commands that whatever I teach you, teach them to obey.
下边有一句话怎么讲
？And then,
我就与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And he continues says, "Surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age."
请大家一起讲，我就与你们同在。
We say it together. I am with you always to the very end of the age.
我们很渴慕主与我们同行。
We long. For the Lord to walk with us,
主同我们同在
to be with us.
你要记得他的话
remember his words.
把这句话教导给别人
and teach these words to others.
在我口中常常的讲
and then say about, talk about them often.
常常的述说
say about them.
这样他的话成为我们的灵成为我们生命
so that his words become our spirit and our life.
最后一样圣灵充满，充满他的美德。
Lastly, being filled with the Holy Spirit will be filled with His virtues.
加拉太书第五章二节二十三节。
Galatians chapter 5, 23.
那里讲到圣灵的果子。
It says, it tells about the fruits of the Holy
Spirit. 有忍耐，有和平，有喜乐。
Joy.
这些都是他的美德。
And all these are his virtues.
当我们被圣灵充满之后，
After we're being filled with the Holy
Spirit, 我们有了恩赐，
We have spiritual gifts.
但是有了恩赐必须要有美德。
With a spiritual gift, we have to have virtues.
哥林多的教会是一个有恩赐的教会。
Church at Corinth have a lot of spiritual gifts.
但是他们缺少美德。
But they lack virtues.
为什么没有美德？
Why they lack virtues?
因为他们没有把吸收基督生命里边的那个美在他们的生命里边。
Because they did not absorb and be united with the virtue that's in the life of Christ Jesus.
所以他们教会里边很多的问题。
So there are many problems in their church.
当那两个门徒与耶稣基督同行之后，
After those two disciples walking with Jesus,
他们在以马忤斯认出耶稣出来。
At Emmaus, they recognized Jesus.
当他们在一起耶稣基督擘饼的时候，
When Jesus was breaking the bread,
他们就认出他是基督来。
They recognized him.
那一个擘饼不是我们纪念主的擘饼。
That break, when Jesus broke the bread, it was not our communion.
但是他曾经喂饱五千人的那一个薄饼。
It's the type of that he broke the bread to feed the 5,000.
门徒们可能看见过这个样式。
Probably disciples have seen how he performed it.
把他五饼二鱼拿起来。
And then he took the five.
怎么样的祷告
？And then how he prayed.
怎样的擘开
？How he broke them.
就产生了。重大的神迹
，and then he performed a great miracle.
因为他们看见了生命的主了
，and then they saw the life.
他们的生命活泼起来了
，and then their life become alive.
啊，忽然不见耶稣了
，and then all of a sudden Jesus disappeared.
耶稣基督进入了他们的信心的范围里边
，because Jesus entered into the realm of their faith.
不凭眼见，只凭信心。
They will not go by sight anymore, but by faith.
历史他们跑回去了。
Therefore, they went back to Jerusalem.
向人做复活的见证。
And gave a testimony of the resurrection.
因为他们得到了能力。
Because they have received power.
得到了火热。
Received fire.
得到了信息。
Received a message.
所以他们回去了。
They went back.
当他们从耶路撒冷出来的时候，
And then when they walk out of Jerusalem,
他们知道耶稣基督钉十字架，
They knew Jesus was crucified,
埋葬，
Buried,
复活，
And raised up.
现在再回去，
Now they went back to Jerusalem.
同样的将他埋葬，
Yes, Jesus was buried,
复活，
And resurrected.
但是那个意义不同，
But the significance was greatly different.
同耶稣基督在一起，
Because they spent time with Jesus.
述说他的事。
And Jesus talked about himself.
传福音
and they share the gospel.
听记得
and then they remember.
我们传的福音是什么？
Remember what's the gospel that we spread.
根据罗马书第一章十五节
According to Romans chapter 1 verse 15.
这福音本是神的大能。
The gospel is the power of God.
要救一切相信的人。
To save everyone who believes.
但是在哥林多前书十五章一节到第五节。
But in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 to 5,
保罗说,
Paul said,
我当日所传给你们的,
the message I share with you,
福音是什么福音?
What is the gospel?
是耶稣基督照着圣经所说,
that according to the scripture,
为罪人钉在十字架上,
Jesus was crucified on the cross for sinners,
埋葬了,
buried,
又照圣经所说, 从死里复活,
and raised up according to the scripture.
这告诉我们说, 什么是福音?
So what is the gospel?
一个福音是有能力的。
Gospel has power.
能改变人的。
Can change and transform people.
做强盗的能改变。
Even a robber can change.
那些自己以为是义的君子们也会改变。
Even those who are self-righteous can be transformed.
因为这是一种的能力。
Because there's a power.
好像电一样。
Just like electricity.
经过电灯的时候。
When it goes through the light bulb.
放出光亮出来。
It will emit light.
那么来到生活怎么办？
When it comes to
我信了耶稣得救了。
Now that I'm a Christian,
我凭什么来信来走这条属灵的道路
？How do I walk on the spiritual journey？
那一个步骤是怎样的走法
？What are the steps？ What's the process？
保罗在罗马书第六章
，In Romans chapter 6，
记得哥罗西书第三章
，Or Colossians chapter 3，
我们愿与基督一同复活。
That if we are raised with him,
就当思念上边的事
set our mind on the things above.
我们与基督一同钉十字架
if we are crucified with Christ.
像加拉太书第二章二十节所说的。
Galatians chapter 2 verse 20.
保罗说我已经与基督同钉十字架。
I've been crucified with Christ.
现在活着的。
Now it is no longer I.
不再是我。
It is no longer I.
乃是基督在我里边活着。
But Christ living within me.
他把十字架成为他个人的经历。
So Christ became.The cross becomes his personal experience.
所以他到了哥林多教会的时候，他说：“我在你们中间不知道别的，只知道基督并他钉十字架。”
That's why when Paul went to the church at Corinth, he says, "Oh, I do not know anything but Christ and his crucifixion."
他只知道十字架。
He only knew about the cross.
与基督同钉十字架。
And the crucifixion with Christ.
所以你读加拉太书，
when we read Galatians chapter 5.
第二十三节、二十四节讲到圣灵的美德。
Verses 23 and 24 talks about the fruits of the Holy Spirit. 然后第二十四节。And verse 24.
我们这些属于基督的人。
Says all of us who are in Christ.
就是连我们的肉体、我们的血情、私欲都一同钉在十字架上。
That all of our flesh and desires have been crucified with Christ.
第二十五节说。
And verse 25 says.
我们越是在圣灵生。
We were born in the Spirit.
就必与圣灵同行。
That we shall walk in the Spirit.
原文那个字是 walking.
It's to walk in the Spirit.
是同行的意思。
It's to walk with the Spirit.
那我们从这些经文里边。
So from these scriptures,
我们看见什么？
What did we learn?
看见与主同行。
That we see walking with the Lord.
是得到能力的源头。
It's the secret.
然后有这个能力在我们的里边。
Once we receive power within us.
然后去用在别人的身上。
That we can,
我们
give power to others.
是他的见证人。
And we become witnesses for him.
求主要我们知道怎样去侍奉。
May the Lord help us to know this is how we should serve.
我们讲到这里停下来。
So we will conclude here.
让我做最后的结束。
And then here's my conclusion.
我们既然今天做了神的儿女。
Now that we are children of God.
做了神的儿女，像伊诺一样。
Just like Enoch.
这伊诺的时代是个邪恶的时代。
Enoch lived in the evil age.
今天也是个邪恶的时代。
And today we also live in the evil
age. 那是洪水之前的邪恶的时代。
And that was the time before the flood.
今天的时代。
And today's.
也像洪水以前。
It's just like the days before the flood.
正像哈巴谷书第三章。
Like the what's described in the chapter 3 of book Habakkuk.
先制作了一首歌叫琉璃歌。
And then the prophet wrote a song.
什么叫做琉璃歌？
And then what's this song?
就是一首慷慨激昂的歌。
It's a song with a lot of emotions and mourning.
那里说求主啊，主啊，求你复兴你的事工，就在这些年前。
And then prophet Habakkuk.He wrote a prayer.
但是下边一句话。
Lord, revive your work.
他说，温如在你的脚下。温如。好。那么不要紧。
Remember mercy.
意思说，他要复兴今天的时代。
Says revive this generation.
用各样的声音向这个时代讲话。
Speak to this generation with all kinds of voices.
叫我们预备我们的心。
So that we will prepare our hearts.
那要来的就要来了。
The one who is coming will come.
既然是他复活了。
Now that he has resurrected.
他升天了。
And he has ascended.
他也必再来。
He will for sure come back.
我们这些要迎接他再来的人。
And those of us who are welcoming his coming.
愿我们今天心里都火热起来。
May our hearts be burning with fire.
我们跟随主与他走在一起。
That we will follow him by walking with him.
生活在一起。
Living with him.
而能以叫福音传出去。
So that the gospel can be spread.
一方面借着我们自己的生活表达出去。
We will express this through our daily life.
我们要借着机会同人述说基督
之。And we should seize opportunities to share the gospel with others.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
谢谢主，今天你的话语临到我们。
Thank you, Lord, for your words came to us.
求你的灵感动我们。
May the Spirit touch us.
求你的灵充满我们。
And may your Holy Spirit fill us.
充满你的话。
And so that we will be filled with your words.
充满火热。
Filled with fire.
叫我们充满恩赐
and filled with spiritual gifts,
也充满胆量
and also courage.
愿主与我们同在
May the Lord be with us.
叫我们更加的爱你
that we will love you more.
做你的小牧人
that we will be the little shepherds of yours.
我们这样的祷告祈求感谢
we pray and give thanks.
是奉主耶稣基督的名
in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢